大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天下午是我们一年一度的宗教教育年末的聚会跟开学礼。
This afternoon is our annual religious education closing year-end service and opening ceremony。
也把握这个机会来重温一下圣经里面有讲到关于教养孩童的重要。
With this opportunity, we also will try to learn from the Bible concerning how to instruct a child。
教会的孩子就是教会的未来。
The children of the church are the future of the church。
你家里的孩子也代表你的未来。
The children in your home also represent the future of your home。
未来在我们的手中。
Our future is in our hands。
时间其实没有很多。
We do not have much time。
因为孩子长大得很快。
Because our children grow up very fast。
所以圣经特别有一个教导。
Therefore, there is a particular
十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22。
第六节。
Verse 6。
箴言二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6。
箴言二十二章的六节
，Proverbs 22:6，
教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
Verse 6， train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it。
箴言是智慧的话语
，Proverbs are the words of wisdom。
很多人生需要知道的都写在里面。
Many things concerning life are written in this book。
特别讲到有一点。
It particularly mentions this point.
就是对有当家长的人要特别注意的。
Towards parents.
就是说教养孩童啊。
It says to train up a child.
要为什么要为什么要教养孩童？
What is the reason for training up a child?
因为如果你在他人生很小的时候就给他确立一个正确的方向。
It is because if you're able to direct them in the correct path while they are young,
他到老了都不会改变。
Then even when he is old, he will not depart from that way.
这个是有用一段很短的时间来对他人生很长的影响。
In other words, with a very short period of time, you can affect his entire life.
但是如果你不抓住这个黄金的时间
，But if you do not hold on to this golden time,
等他长大了，你才要叫他。
And you wait until the child is old to try to instruct him.
当他变成成年人了，你才去教他。
You wait until the child is an adult to try to teach him.
那是不可能的。
Then it will become impossible.
那要教养孩童。
So to train a child
要把握时间
requires us to take hold of our time.
一般来说，孩子啊，在零岁到十二岁啊，是一个很重要的阶段。
Typically, the age of 0 to 12 for a child is very important.
他的这个生活的习惯
because his or her living style,
对跟错的观念
the concept of right and wrong,
还有价值观
and value system,
都在12岁以前都会差不多确定了差不多
are pretty much established by the time they're 12.
那12到18岁中间
from ages 12 to 18,
就是把之前那些观念再加强
is a period of time where we cansupport and further establish the concepts that they had learned before.
中间可能有一些会回转或者是回头的。
It's possible that during this time, some of them may step back or turn around.
但是如果十二岁之前你打了一个很好的基础
，But if we're able to establish a firm foundation before the age of 12,
就算他十二到十八岁有什么反叛了，也不会离开太远。
Then even if they rebel from ages 12 to 18, they will not rebel very much.
但是十二岁以前你基础没有打好。
But if before age 12, their foundation is not well established.
有一些家长啊，就抱怨说，我孩子为什么一青春期一青少年反叛期就变成另外一个人了。
For example, some parents say that when their children reach their teenage years, they start to rebel a lot.
或者是啊，十二到十八岁青少年当中啊，就跟父母啊没话讲啊，没有沟通啊。
Or when the children are teenagers, they no longer wish to speak to the parents.
就是因为十二岁之前的基础没有打好。
Those things happen because the children's foundation was not established before age 12.
孩童的教育是很重要。
Therefore, to instruct a child is extremely important.
今天我们很看重孩童的教育，去哪一个学区？
Today we're concerned about the education of our children. For example, we care about the school districts.
买房子的人呢，都是要挑好学区，看看那个学校排名几分。
When we're purchasing a home, we care about the school district of that home and where its ranking lies.
或是很多家长很在意我的孩子啊有没有学很多的才艺。
Other parents are concerned about how many skills their children can pick up.
隔壁那个学三种，那我孩子要学五种。
For example, the neighbor's children knows three skills. My children then must know five.
他会讲两种话，我孩子要讲四种话至少。
If my neighbor's child speaks two languages, then my child should speak four.
父母花钱在培养孩子都不会手软的，我发觉。
I realize that many parents do not withhold from spending lots of money to teach their children.
有时候我们移民 民这一代哦，真的很辛苦。
This is particularly true for immigrant parents.
啊，自己啊都不舍得吃，都不舍得穿，都不舍得享受，但是孩子要补习什么买什么，哇，那个一手下去都不会手软。
Immigrant parents often do not wish to spend money on themselves for anything, but are willing to spend any amount to educate their children.
但是圣经告诉我们，那个不是重点。
However, the Bible tells us that all of these things are not important.
那些很重要，但是不是最重要。
Those things are not the most important, even though they are important.
最重要的是要教他走当行的路啊。
Rather, the most important is to teach the child in the way he should go.
这条路就是信仰的道路。
That way is the way of faith.
这条信仰的道路会影响他的一辈子。
The way of faith will affect the child's entire life.
也会影响他来生永远的生命。
It will also affect where he goes in his eternal life.
今天正好这个当行的路就是很多家长都忽略的。
However, at the same time, this way that is the most important is the one that many parents neglect today.
我们培养他的学业。
We cultivate their education.
给他很多的才艺。
We give them lots of skills.
但是呢，花很少时间或者很少精力来培养他信仰当走的路。
But we spend little time and little effort to cultivate the way, the spiritual way that they should go.
犹太人他们有很苦难的历史。
The Jewish people had a very difficult history.
他们曾经离开了神。
There was one time when they departed from God.
拜偶像。
And they worshipped idols.
以致整个国家都灭亡。
As a result, their entire kingdom was destroyed.
他们受了很大很大的苦。
They suffered a lot.
到最后他们得了一个结论。
In the end, they reached a conclusion.
就是如果没有了神，什么都会失去。
That is, without God, everything will perish.
如果抓住神，就什么都有。
But if one is able to hold on to God, then he will have everything.
他们了解到信仰的重要。
They realized the importance of faith.
所以犹太人是一个非常特别的民族。
Therefore, the Jewish people are very special people.
从他们的历史来说，
from their history,
他们曾经把这个国家灭亡了，被灭了，差不多有超过2000年。
Their nation was destroyed over 2,000 years ago.
他们是公元前500多年被巴比伦所灭。
500 BC, they were destroyed by the Babylonians.
1948年，现代的以色列复国。
And then in 1948, the modern day Israel was revived.
所以亡国了2500年。
So their nation had been destroyed for 2,500 years.
一般社会学家的研究，
from sociologists' point of view,
如果一个国家它被人家灭亡了，它超过它的文明不可能保持很久。
If a nation has been destroyed for a long period of time, its culture would not be able to be preserved for a long time.
王国超过200年的话，它的子民就会被外族人同化。
If a nation has been destroyed for over 200 years, then its people would have assimilated with other people.
但是犹太人并没有这样子。
However, that did not happen to the Jews.
他亡国了2500年，但是他的文化、语言、宗教完全保留住。
Even though their nation was destroyed for 2,500 years, yet their language, their culture, their faith, were all completely preserved.
中间呢有很多的民族啊，尝试要毁灭。灭种那个灭绝这个犹太人。
During the time when their nation was non-existing, many other people tried to assimilate the Jews.
灭绝。
And destroy them.
但是没有成功。
But they were unsuccessful.
神反而保守犹太人。
Rather, God preserved the Jews.
他们曾经没有自己的国家。
At that time, they did not have their own country.
但是他们去哪一个地方都有他们的会堂跟崇拜。
But no matter where they went, they would establish synagogues and places of worship.
还有啊，今天犹太人居住的地方都是好区。
Also, all of the places today where the Jews reside are in good areas.
犹太人的青少年犯罪率呢，是所有民族当中的最低的。
The crime rate among Jewish youth is the lowest among all ethnic groups.
反而他们的学业、他们的成就也是很高。
On the contrary, we see that their success and their education level tends to be very high.
到底他们的成功在哪里？
So, where does their success lie?
他们怎么样保守自己的信仰？
How were they able to preserve their faith?
就是因为他们记住神讲的一句话。
It was all because they remembered these words from God.
我们看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
生命记第六章的第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
六章的第四节。
Deuteronomy 6, 4.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
从第四节到第九节这段呢很重要。
The passage from verses 4 to 9 is very important.
犹太人的在安息日在会堂里面呢每个礼拜都会念这一段。
The Jews in their synagogue on every Sabbath day will read this passage.
这段呢他们叫做要听西门啊就是要听神叫你们要听的意思。
This passage, they refer to this as, Hear, O Israel.
那听什么呢？
And what are they hearing?
从第四节到第九节要讲几点。
From verses 4 to 9, it mentions several points.
这是神要以色列听要怎样来建立下一代的孩童的信仰。
All these points talk about how the Israelites, shall establish the faith of their next generation.
如果这一段有听好了，就没有问题了。
If the next generation is able to hear the Lord, then they will be fine.
那我要听什么呢？
And what shall they hear?
这里说第一句话说，神呢，是我们独一的主。
In the beginning, it says, "The Lord our God, the Lord is one."
这句话很重要。神是独一的主。
This is a very important phrase. The Lord is one.
这是一个价值观的建立。
This is a matter of a value system.
主是最重要的。
The Lord is the most important.
只有他，没有别的。
And there is only one and none other.
这个主是最重要的。
This Lord is the most important one.
今天我们要告诉下一代，要教养下一代，其实最重要就是一个叫价值观。
Today, the most important teaching we should pass on to the next generation is our value system.
这是在无形的当中啊，你会告诉你儿女或者下一代什么东西是最重要。
That is to say, inconspicuously, we should be telling the next generation what is the most important.
有一些家庭啊，看重钱财。
Some families focus a lot on wealth.
觉得钱财很重要。
They think money is very important.
所以啊，有什么问题的话，儿女要钱抓得很紧。
So when there's a problem, the children will hold on to their money very tightly.
或者是父母一走了啊，儿女争产。
Or after the parents depart, the children will fight over their inheritance.
或者是感情就没有了。
Or perhaps they lose their emotional connection with one another.
为什么今天家庭那么多问题？
Why is it that today there are so many family problems?
因为今天很多人看重钱。
It is because people emphasize on money.
钱比亲情还重要。
People care more about money than their relationship.
钱比健康还重要。
To them, money is more important than health.
钱比家庭还重要。
Money is more important than family.
钱变成很多人的主。
Money has become the Lord of many.
但是我们呢是神的儿女。
But we are the children of God.
神的儿女的第一个观念就是神是最重要的。
The first concept of the children of God is that the Lord is the most important.
只有他是你的主。
He is the only one who is our Lord.
今天我们给儿女有没有这种观念？
Today, have we taught our children this concept?
信仰是最重要的。
That the faith is the most important.
一切都会过去的。
Everything passes away.
最近都很多不好的新闻，对不对？
We see many negative news these days.
你看过去几个礼拜，真的是没有好新闻。
Especially in the last few weeks, there had not been any good news.
你看中国那个天津的那个火药、那个化学品的大爆炸。
There was a chemical plant in Tianjin in China that exploded.
一下子啊，死了几百人。
And several hundred people died in a moment.
那个爆炸的区域都是好区啊。
The area where the explosion occurred was a good area.
有些人呢，花了一辈子的积蓄啊，供房子，就是要买一栋房子在那边好好居住。
Some people spent their life savings to purchase a place in that place to live there.
一辈子的希望都放在那边。
And their entire life's hope was there.
这个一爆了。
But after the explosion,
不要说整栋房子都破了。
Not only did their home become destroyed.
那个最美好的地段变成是没有人敢去的这个地方。
But the most previously most desirable location became a place where no one dared to go.
一百多个消防员啊，警察啊，去那边呢。被烧死了。
Over 100 policemen and firemen went there and were burned to death.
有很多百姓也是这样白白赔送了生命。
Also many common citizens also died.
你看，生命财产可以在一个晚上之间不见了。
This is an example of how both life and wealth can perish in a moment's time.
要看这个财经的一个股票的市场。
Also, in the stock market,
过去几个礼拜啊，也是非常的风波。
It has been very wild in the last few weeks.
曾经很多人赚了很多钱。
There was a time when many people made a lot of money.
但是在很短的时间之内，也更多人失去更多的钱。
But in a very short moment of time, even more people lost even more money.
一切好像一场游戏。
It is as if it is only a game.
白白的来，白白不见了。
In vain they gain, and in vain they lose.
所以人生有什么是最重要的？
So what is the most important thing in life?
如果作为一个家长，自己都想不通的话，
If as a parent we're unable to figure this out,
你儿女一定会想不通。
Then our children will not be able to figure it out.
神啊，是直接告诉以色列百姓，你要搞清楚什么是最重要的。
Therefore, God tells the Israelites directly what is the most important.
你的人生到底有几个主？
How many lords are there in your life?
世界不可以当你的主。
The world cannot be your lord.
如果你有一个有意义的人生，
If you are going to have a righteous life,
要喜乐的人生，
A life of joy,
有平安的人生，
A life of peace,
你要先有个观念，就是主是最重要的。
Then you must first have this concept that the Lord is the most important one.
所以我们的孩子眼睛就是看我们。
Therefore, our children's eyes are upon us.
爸爸妈妈看什么最重要呢？
They look at us to see what we as parents think is most important.
如果他看到爸爸妈妈，哇，礼拜五来了，哇，准备心，安息日。
When they see us on Friday to prepare our hearts for the Sabbath.
哇，礼拜六什么都排开，不要做。
When they see that we put away all other activities on Sabbath day.
什么东西都不要学。
That we no longer go to any outside of church classes.
连半天都不可以。
Not even half the day.
因为你半天学了，半天做别的事，你心就不完整。
Because even if we are here for half a day and somewhere else for half a day, our heart will not be fully in the Lord.
看到爸爸妈妈是一定是很恭敬来遵守安息圣日的。
But if our children are able to see that as parents, we keep the Sabbath holy.
他看到爸爸妈妈很认真的做圣工。
They see us work diligently for the Lord.
看到爸爸妈妈常常在家里祷告。
They see us pray frequently at home.
常常的靠神。
And frequently rely on God.
孩子都知道说，原来耶稣是爸爸妈妈的主。
Then the children will realize that the Lord Jesus is the parents' Lord.
爸爸妈妈看耶稣最重要。
And the parents know that the Lord is the most important one.
这种观念呢，就进去小小的心灵里面。
When they see this, the children will have the same concept.
好，所以这个是第一样我们要做的。
So this is the first thing we must do.
价值观要确立起来。
We need to establish the correct value system.
第二呢？
The second point.
第五节说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
In verse 5, it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength."
就是要用你的行为，先用你的行为来教儿女。
That is to say, we must with our actions and deeds teach our children.
要教儿女爱神是最重要。
We need to teach our children that to love the Lord is the most important.
但不是你嘴巴跟他讲爱神很重要，每天讲一百次哦。
But it's not simply repeating to love the Lord 100 times to our children.
你要自己做给他看。
Rather, we need to practice it before the children.
尽力去爱神。
To love the Lord with all our heart.
如果懂得爱神，
If we know how to love God,
圣经说神一定爱那个人。
Then according to the Bible, it says God will love us back.
如果你儿女懂得爱神，
If our children know how to love God,
根本不用担心他以后有没有出路。
Then you will not have to worry about their future.
为什么？
Why?
因为神一定爱他。
Because God will indeed love them.
其实现在这个社会啊，很竞争。
Today's society is very competitive.
将来要进去一个好的学校也不容易。
It will be difficult to enter into a good school in the future.
但问题是，现在进了好的学校不代表好的工作。
But today, entering into a good school also does not imply there will be a good job afterwards.
很多人读了一大堆学位，结果没工作。
There are lots of people who study a lot, but they do not have good jobs.
有了工作也不代表有美好的生活。
And even those people who have a job do not necessarily have a good life.
要怎么样遇到好的配偶，建立家庭，很多未知数在里面。
There are many unknowns. For example, how do we meet our spouse? How do we establish a family?
但是圣经告诉我们一个方法。
However, the Bible tells us that there is one way.
训练你儿女爱神。
That is to train our children to love the Lord.
爱神的人，神一定爱他。
Because those who love the Lord will be loved by the Lord.
不用担心他。
And so we do not have to worry about anything else.
神都爱他了，你还担心什么？
If God loves our children, then what is there for us to worry about?
但是问题是，儿女怎么会爱神？
The question is, how will our children love God?
儿女要看到你爱神，他以后才会爱神。
Our children need to see us loving God, and then they will also love God.
这个很多父母搞错了。
Many parents get this wrong.
很多父母以为我很爱你，所以你以后会很爱我。
Many parents think, if I love you, the child, then the child in the future will love me.
因为今天孩子生的少嘛。
Today we do not have many children.
所以很多父母啊，把所有的爱都给儿女。
So many parents give all of their love to the child.
他以为我很爱儿女，以后儿女就很会孝顺我。
They think that if they love the child a lot now, then in the future, the child will honor them.
不一定啊。
But that is not necessarily true.
孩子很会接受爱，但是越接受到爱越自私。
Many children know how to receive love, but the more love they receive, the more selfish they become.
不会爱父母。
They do not learn how to love their parents.
甚至有一些孩子说，你没有一百万，凭什么把我生下来？
Some children may even say, if you do not have $1 million, how can you give birth to me?
你没有钱给我这种生活，为什么你把我生下来？
If you do not have money to give me a good life, why did you give birth to me?
一点感恩都没有。
Some of them do not show any kind of thanksgiving.
接受了很多爱啊，但是变成很自私。
They receive a lot of love, but as a result, they become very selfish.
你把儿女看得最重要，最爱他，他长大不一定会爱你。
So even if you see your children as most important and you give them all of your love, they may not love you back in the future.
但是圣经说另外一个方向。
But the Bible gives us a different way.
你要爱神。
To love God.
把神放第一位。
If we love God and place Him first in
our heart. 你爱神，让儿女看到你爱神得到的结果。
And if the children are able to see the results of us loving God,
那他就会学习，诶，原来要付出。
Then they will learn from us to give.
人生是要付出爱的，不是只有接受爱啊。
They will learn that life is about giving love and not just receiving love.
当他开始会爱神的时候，
When they learn to love God,
神的祝福就来了。
God's blessing will come upon them.
所以我们今天做父母的要做这个榜样。
Therefore, as parents today, we need to set the example.
要爱神。
To love God.
要付出。
And to give.
要把神放第一位。
To place God as first in our heart.
平常我们怎么样聚会呢？
How do we attend worship services?
以怎么的心态来服事呢？
With what kind of attitude do we serve God?
这个都看在孩子的眼中啊。
All these will be seen by our children.
这个就是所谓的态度。
And this encompasses our attitude.
今天很多年轻人很优秀。
Many youths today are very, very accomplished.
但是问题是态度有问题。
But the problem is that they have attitude issues.
不单只是教会哦，在社会上一样。
Not only in the church, but also in the society.
很多名牌大学出来的，但是态度有问题，所以这个人不能用。
Many people come out from famous schools, but because they have an attitude problem, so they are not useful.
考试九十几分、一百分的，但是态度有问题，这个三个月就给他炒鱿鱼。
People who graduate after getting 100% on tests, but after 3 months of work, they're laid off.
不会付出，不会爱。
Because they do not know how to love or give.
所以我们作为父母的
Therefore, as parents,
要立出这个榜样。
We need to set the right example.
你有没有爱神呢？
Do we love God?
你儿女看得很清楚。
Our children will see that very clearly.
今天为什么教儿女那么懒？
Today, why is our children lazy?
很多时候啊，我们讲的跟我们做的是不一样的。
It is because a lot of times the things that we do are different from the things that we say.
孩子会觉得说，哎呀，父母讲讲而已嘛，他很会讲，我知道。
The children may say that my parents, they know how to say the right things,
所以没有影响力。
But they don't do it, so therefore that the things that we say are not influential.
所以我们要把自己的行为先确立起来。
Therefore, we need to establish our own actions first.
再来，我们才可以第七节的殷勤教导我们的儿女。
And then we can do what is written in verse 7, to teach our children diligently.
怎么样殷勤教导呢？
How do we teach them diligently?
要多陪他讲话。
We need to spend time with them and talk with them.
不是说只有教训他而已。
It is not just about teaching them.
你要陪他了解他。
But we need to spend time to understand them.
犹太人呢，他宗教教育所以成功啊，因为他们很重看重安息日。
The reason why the Jews are able to have successful religious education is because they emphasize on the Sabbath day.
因为犹太人的社会里面呢，安息是不可以工作的。
Because to the Jews, on the Sabbath day, they cannot work.
没有店可以开的。
No store can open.
你今天去以色列也是一样。
It is true today in Israel.
礼拜六啊，电影院不开，那个 mall 不开，很多地方都不开的，没有地方去的。
On the Sabbath day, the movie theaters are closed, stores are closed, there's nowhere to go.
没有地方去，去哪里呢？
So if there's nowhere to go, then where do people go?
那去会堂啊，去敬拜啊。
They go to the synagogue to worship.
但是也不是一整天啊。
But that's not for the entire day.
剩下的时间就是一家人要在一起了。
So for the remaining amount of time, their families gather together.
父亲呢，很多时间，一个礼拜至少有一天可以跟孩子好好聊天。
As a result, fathers have at least one day a week to speak with their children.
学校也不开的。
The schools are also not open.
犹太人礼拜六是不补习的。
So on the Sabbath day, students do not go to any kind of classes.
但是犹太人有没有比别人笨？
But are Jews any less intelligent than other people?
好像也没有啊。
Does not appear so.
很多名牌大学都是犹太人捐钱去开的。
There are many famous universities that are founded by Jewish people.
又是一百多年前在美国。
Over 100 years ago in the United States.
都是这样子。
This was what happened.
这都是因为有好好守安息日，所以父子母女家庭的感情就很好。
It is because they keep the Sabbath, therefore the relationship between the parents and children are very good.
因为敬畏神啊, 神祝福他们。
And also because they fear God, so God blesses them.
孩子读书, 神赐智慧。
When the students are studying, God blesses them with wisdom.
大人做生意, 神让他们也做得起来。
When the adults are doing their business, God allows them to be successful.
所以他们因为好好守安息日, 所以可以常常有时间跟儿女谈信仰。
It is because they keep the Sabbath, therefore they have time to speak with their children.
所以我们今天啊, 我们也试试看。
Today, let us try the same thing.
安息日啊, 什么东西都不要排。
On the Sabbath day, let us not arrange for anything.
就是好好来教会。
We just come to church.
啊, 那居然会回家。 一家人吃吃饭,
after church, we go home and we eat as a family.
谈谈这个礼拜的感受,
we talk about our reflections upon last week.
刚刚听了什么道理,
we reflect upon the messages that we have heard.
谈谈信仰上遇到什么困难跟挑战,
we can talk about challenges in our faith.
这样子一家人啊,
and as a family, because the Lord is among the family,
很多观念啊,
so many concepts, good concepts, will be established through this conversation.
但是这个需要时间,
but it requires time.
今天我们华人最教育儿女最困难的地方啊, 最失败的地方, 就是找不出时间陪孩子。
Today, for a lot of Chinese people, the failure in their education of the children is that they do not spend time with their children.
我们太忙了,
because they're too busy.
没有时间陪他们。
There's no time to spend with the children.
所以信仰当然就没有办法了,
as a result, we're unable to sustain our children's faith.
要立志找一点时间出来。
Therefore, we need to make the determination to find time.
尤其是父亲很重要,
this is especially true for fathers.
父亲回到家就不要常常摸电脑。
Well, after the father returns home, he should no longer spend time on the computer.
妈妈也是一样。
But it is also true for mothers.
有时间呢, 也不要常常看电视, 看韩剧。
If there is a time, they should not spend all the time watching TV.
我一讲大家都笑了, 都知道我讲什么。
When I talk about this, everyone is laughing because they know what I'm talking about.
这韩剧一集啊, 六七十集, 那么厚了。 一集这个韩剧 episode, 很多啊, episode. Korean episode.
Korean dramas have many episodes.
哇, 一看第一集就停不下去。
After you watch the first episode, you will not be able to watch.
连吃饭, 吃饭都随便煮了, 哦, 吃白粥就可以了。
You will not be able to watch. You will not be able to stop watching the rest. You end up not even cooking very much for dinner.
啊, 全家就对着那个电视。
And everyone then stares at the TV.
啊, 就看那个韩服。 韩国明星，因为韩剧真的很好看。听说了，我没有怎么看过。
To watch Korean drama, and I've heard that people like to watch it a lot.
尤其在教会里面，不是这里，另外一个教会。
This is especially true in some churches.
聚完会啊，有一个姐妹把一大包的东西交给另外一个。
I've seen before that after a service, one sister will give a big bag to another sister.
被我看到了。
And I saw it.
我说什么好东西？
So I asked him, what's in the bag? Is it something really good?
没有，没有传道，没有。
And she said, no, nothing much.
说什么？
So I said, what's inside?
不好意思讲。
They were embarrassed to say what it is.
我说韩剧。
But it was Korean.
哇，原来礼拜六来教会还要交换韩剧。
So on the Sabbath day, they were exchanging Korean shows.
你把时间都放在上面了。
They spent all of their time on that.
你哪有时间跟孩子聊天？
But if they do so, then how will they have time to talk with their children?
今天呢是手机。
Today it is our smartphones.
很多父母一有空呢，就手机拿出来滑。
Many parents, when they have time, they take their phones out and look at it.
然后我们就把手机放下，就骂孩子说不要常常玩手机。
And then afterwards, we put our phones down and we tell our children to not spend so much time on their phones.
常常Facebook.
Don't spend so much time on Facebook.
专心一点，结果转眼呢，自己偷偷还是在那边滑。
But then immediately when we turn around, we're looking at our own phones.
这个就是我们的失败。
That is our failure.
为什么? 我们的时间都花在没有意义的事情上面。
Why is it? It's because we spend all of our time on meaningless things.
要教养孩童不是那么容易啊。
Therefore, to teach our children is not easy.
你可能生之前没有想那么多。
We may not have thought about this before we gave birth.
但是没办法，已经生了吗？
But since our children are born, there's no other thing for us to do.
责任已经有了。
The responsibility is with us.
神以后会问你哦，不会问你儿子啊。
In the future, God will question us, not our children.
我把你交在他手上，头十二年，你做了什么？
He will say, I gave that child to you. What did you do in the first 12 years?
之后的六年，你又做了什么？
And what did you do in the subsequent 6 years?
他现在18岁了，变成这样的人，你怎么解释？
Now that he's 18 and he is such a this kind of man, how do you explain for yourself?
那时候跟神怎么交代？
At that time, how should we respond?
所以现在如果你还有机会，
Today, if we have the opportunity still,
你每天要为这个事祷告。
We need to pray for this every day.
每天要求神赐智慧。
We need to ask God to give us wisdom.
有智慧的父母。
To be a wise parent.
求神呢，帮助我们可以好好的教养下一代。
We ask God to help us so that we can teach the next generation.
教会的老师们呢，也花了很多心思，每个礼拜来教导我们的孩子。
The teachers at church also spend a lot of effort to teach our children every week.
他们没有收你一毛钱哦。
They do not receive any income as a result.
你去外面补习都要付钱，对不对？
When you go out to attend classes, you have to
我们教会这些老师们啊，无怨无悔的来教导我们的孩子。
When you hire a teacher outside, you have to pay them, but the teachers at church are not paid.
我希望啊，所有的家长们等一下聚完会啊，看到我们的老师们啊，要跟他们说一声谢谢啊。
I hope that all of the parents will thank the teachers when they see them after the service.
教的好不好是一回事。
Whether or not they do a good job teaching,
至少要给他们一些鼓励。
That is another question, but we need to at least encourage them.
然后呢，他们今天准备很多丰富的节目。
They have prepared today a lot of things for us to see.
接下来我再把时间交给我们的系负责。
So now we give the time to our RE coordinator.
我们呢就是要进行了这个中国教育联盟的聚会。
For the religious education year-end service.
Hallelujah, let's sing hymn 492.
那我们现在一起唱诗492首。
Yeah. Let's kneel down and pray and ask God guidance for our year-end service.
我们现在跪下祷告，求主带领我们这个年终的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We begin this year, RGN service in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣之名开始我们这个宗教教育的年终聚会。
First of all, I would like to thank all the teachers and the teachers' assistants for their love, dedication, and effort to teach our children.
我要谢谢我们的老师，还有那些助理老师他们的用心和他们的付出来。教导我们这些小孩子。
They are one of the shepherds in the church, guiding our young in learning about the word of our Lord.
他们是这些牧人在主里带领我们这些小孩子。
May God remember your labor for Him.
我们求主纪念你们的这些辛劳。
As a parent, we always want our children have a better life.
作为父母，我们常常都 希望我们的孩子有好的生活。
Have a good education.
有好的教育。
More money.
赚更多的钱。
Bigger houses than we have right now.
或者是希望他们将来拥有比我们现在更大的房子。
Nicer car.
或者比我们有更好的汽车。
So etc. etc.
还有更多其他的。
Somebody say that the measure of a man is not how great is faith.But how great is love? The measure of the man is not how great his faith.
有些人说，一个人的成功不是赖于他有多好的信心
，But how great is his love?
而是看他有多大的爱。
With all our busy schedule, we tend to forget.How to train our children to love God and to love the people around us.
在我们繁忙的每天的时间表里面，我们却忘记如何去教养我们的孩子，如何去爱神爱人。
Maybe we should ask ourselves as a parent that if our children need our ear, would they ask us to listen?
我们作为父母，我们要想想，如果我们的孩子要我们听他们说话，他们是否会开口要求呢
？Would they let you know what kind of friend that they have？
他们会告诉你说他需要怎么样的朋友吗
？Would they let you know about their friends？
他们会告诉你关于他们的朋友吗
？Would they let you know their problem？
他们会告诉你他们所面对的问题吗
？Maybe it's a good time to ask as a parent, ask ourselves, would they do that？
所以这个时候是一个很好的时候，作为父母，我们可以这样子问问自己，他们会这样子做吗
？You will see today that we have many new students come into the RE system.
今天我们看到有很多新的学员进入我们的宗教教育系统里面。
Many of our youth are going to take more responsibility.
而且也有很多的青年将会担当更多的责任。
We thank God for the church leader who guide us and teach us.
我们感谢主，我们有这么多的教会的带领者来带领我们，教导我们。
And the leader that keeping the truth to our believer and keeping the love of God in our heart.
而且这些带领者呢，他们把神的真理和这些教导都放进我们的心里面。
And I hope.That you will all continue to pray for the RE at Toronto Church.
希望大家继续为宗教教育还有多伦多教会代祷。
We need our children and youth to take on the word of the church.
我们需要我们的小孩还有我们的青年担当起教会的工作。
And in this year we have a RE Sports Day in June.
在今年的六月，我们有这个宗教教育的运动日。
And then the kindergarten and the E1 student went enjoy the trip to Central Island in Toronto.
还有我们的 E1 还有我们的 kindergarten 学员，他们也去到这个
Toronto Central Island
去到那个中央岛郊游。
And of course, the 23 student recently came back from SSC and the RHTS.
还有最近我们都有一些23位学员刚从这个讲习会回来。
We hold a SSC in past December.
我们在过去年12月举行过这个青年讲习会
and
学生讲习会。
And also there's going to be the RETW Region Education Teacher Workshop in October.
在10月我们也有这个教员讲习会。
And that's what guiding our children to draw closer to God.
这些都是教导我们如何教导孩子更亲近神。
And will always be ongoing.
这些都是持续不断的工作。
And we need our prayer and support of the whole church to make sure that our children keep close to God.
我们需要全教会、全体教会的带导，让我们的孩童更加的亲近神。
This work can only be done through our love for God and His children.
我们能够做这些事情，只是因为我们爱神和爱他的儿女。
there is much work to be done.
还有很多工作在前面需要我们去做。
And we need God's help to achieve our goal.
而且要达到这些目标，我们都需要神的帮助。
Let us all remember this important word in our prayer.
所以在我们的祷告里面，让我们都要常常想起这些重要的事情。
Now we begin our REN service presentation.
我们现在就开始我们这个宗教教育年终的这个聚会，还有他们的一些呈现。
Let's ask J1 to come to present their work.
我们邀请我们的 J1 学员。
Brothers and sisters, let's all sing hymn 499. Pass it on, only verse 1.
Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹们，请唱诗499首，只唱第一节。
Thank the Lord Jesus for guiding us through another RE year.
感谢主耶稣又带领我们又过了一年。
And looking back, I think as a class we went through different things.
那我们回头看一下我们有探索到了不同的事情。
And there were ups and there were downs, and we also said goodbye to a teacher who moved back to Taiwan.
那有些时候好，有些时候不好。那我们也跟一个我们的老师说再见，他已经回到台湾了。
But through everything, thank the Lord. I think we all grow together.
那感谢神，我们大家都一起成长。
And that there are also many good memories and.Of each other and also of God.
那我们彼此都有很好的回忆，然后跟神也有很好的回忆。
And so now I'm gonna pass the time to Isaac and Mark, who will be sharing their own reflection of the past year, some of their memories.
那我们现在会把时间交给 Isaac 跟 Mark, 他们会来分享他们这一年来所学习的。
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我想分享这一年主耶稣的恩典和带领。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share the Lord's grace and guidance with our J1 class this year.
这一年我们这班学了很多，我们学了圣灵的果子。
Throughout this year, we learned a lot. We learned about the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
旧约里面的先知,
God's prophets in the Old Testament,
保罗的一生和路程,
Paul's entire life and his journeys,
腓立比书,
the book of Philippians,
和雅各书,
and the book of James.
我还记得有一次我们的初级班去 Richard 老师家团契,
I still remember when our class went to teacher Richard's house for fellowship.
那个团契是让我最想念的。
That was the most memorable time with my peers and teachers.
因为我们玩了桌上型足球，还有玩了各种不一样的圣经游戏。
Because we played foosball and a wide variety of Bible games.
我们玩桌上型足球玩了很久，因为我们玩得很刺激。
We played foosball for a very long time because the games were very intense.
我还记得在 Richard 老师家吃了很好的大餐。
I still remember the meal we ate at teacher Richard's house that night.
那些食物真的很好吃。
The food was very delicious.
那个时光真的是让我最想念的。
That was my most memorable time together.
我明年的目的是在上课的时候抄笔记，所以考试的时候可以拿更多分。
My goal for next year is to take better notes so that on the final test I can do better.
我也觉得我们初级班的目的是大家爱对方，所以我们可以一起亲近神。
I think our J1 class's goal for next year is to love each other more so we can draw closer to God.
我的分享到这里结束，愿一切荣耀归于主的圣名，阿们。
I conclude my reflection here. May all the glory be unto God's name. Amen.
Okay, so thank the Lord. So that was our students, some of their memories.
感谢主，那些是我们学生的回忆。
And now we're going to...sing one last hymn with everyone as a final hymn for the graduating student as well as a last message for every one of us.
那我们现在想请大家一起唱一首诗，那这首诗是要给我们要离开的要毕业的学生，然后也是给我们自己。
请大家唱诗第505首《莫里耶稣》。
Brothers and sisters, please join us again and sing hymn 505. Don't go away without Jesus.
I'd like to ask all the students who will remain in J1 class to go back to your seats.
那我们要现在请还可以继续待在初级班的学生，那你可以回到你的座位上。
So this year we have one graduating student.
那今年我们有一个毕业生。
And actually, he will always be by himself because he's the only one from that year.
那其实他永远都会自己一个，因为他是他那个年纪里面唯一的学生。
But I really thank God for 3 years of memories with Eno.
那我真的也很感谢神，我们有3年跟 Eno 一起的回忆。
And so not only we see that he's growing up really tall physically.
那我们也看到他长得非常高了。
But we can also see that as a young man he's maturing.
那我们也看到他真的有在，他真的有在更成熟当中。
Of course, there's still a long way to go, and many areas that he needs to grow in.
那当然，路途也很长，那还有很多事情可以继续学习。
But we know that the Lord will continue to guide you.
那我们知道神一定会继续的带领你。
And there's actually our J1 class has a message for Eno.
那我们初级班的学生其实有一个信息想给 Eno。
And I'd like to ask Brother Samuel to share it on behalf of the class.
那我们请 Samuel 弟兄来代表全班来分享这个讯息。
Brother Eno, please let your faith be as. Brother Eno, please let your faith be as strong as a rhino thing, and don't go away with Jesus.
那Eno弟兄，那我们希望你的信心能像犀牛一样。那不会离开耶稣的道。
Okay, so as a parting gift and to send Eno off to J2 class, we have a little souvenir.
那我们有一个纪念品是要给 Eno, 因为他要毕业到他还要升班到那个高级班
so,
中级班。
May the Lord continue to look after you, and may you continue to grow in the Lord.
愿神继续带领你，然后你也可以继续在神里面成长。
Next class, E1.
我们下一班是这个幼年班。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里说几句话。
Our theme for this our year was hope.
我们今年的主题是希望。
So today the E1 class will be singing a hymn.
所以我们今天这一班要唱一首诗。
To show that we should always have hope in God to answer our prayers.
要向大家表示我们神一定会听我们的祷告。
谢神。
The Lord.
今天我们幼年班的班负责 Michelle 老师他不在，所以我在这里代表他给这些要毕业的学员一些纪念品。
Our head teacher Michelle is not here with us today, so I will be representing to give out the gifts.
今年我们的幼年班有五位成员要毕业到少年班。
And this year we have 5 students graduating into E2.
他们是 Danon, Nathan,Rachel 还有 Nikki,
and there are Dylan, Nathan, Rachel, and Nikki.
那还有第一位是看不见的 Yuki, 她好像在中国。
And the fifth one is Yuki.
现在
she's in China.
希望他们可以继续的在少年班成长。
And I hope they can continue to grow in E2.
我们希望少年班的老师们继续把我们培养出这么好的学生继续的带领下去。
And I would also like to, I would hope the E2 teachers will continue to teach them.
Thank you. Next. Next class, kindergarten.
接下来是我们的幼稚班。
现在我们要介绍我们的新的幼稚班的学生。我们现在带第一位新的幼稚班的学员进来。第二位是 Monica， 我把她带进来。然后第三位是 Leo， 哎 ，Louis 把她带进来。第四位是 Jeremy， 他现在因为今天有这个跟医生有预约，所以没能来参加。还有另一位是一位慕道朋友的孩子。然后我们把这些毕业的学员交给我们初级六年班的老师们。
Next class J2，
现在是由我们的中级班 J2 学员。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share. So thank God that for the past year, I was able to teach in the J2 class. And it was definitely a big challenge coming up from the kindergarten class. So it was a lot more challenging. It took a lot more time to prepare each lesson. And then it required a lot more commitment, right? But it's because of this that in the past year, we were all able to fully experience God.So one of the highlights of the J2 class in this past year would definitely be fellowships. The fellowships that we have in J2 really reflected the principles and the teachings of God. Right? For example, one of the biggest fellowships that we went on this year was to go on a visitation trip to Ottawa and the Montreal Prayer House. And for some of us, it was our first time going to these places. So it really opened our eyes to see what the true Jesus Church in the East region in Canada is like. And outside of church, we were able to do community outreach. So we helped out an organization that gives clothing to the poor and those in need. So it really opened our view of what Christian life should be like, one that shines in this world. On a personal basis, one thing that I got to witness in this J2 class was what Paul described in the book of Philippians, that God began a good work in each one of us. And this good work is really to improve our relationship with Him from the inside. So it's amazing to see how God works within the students and the teachers, and how God can use us as teachers to help our students to grow. So in my personal case, it was a class on family, right? Because God's word truly touched and moved me and changed me. And from that, God used me to pass on this message to the students. And as for the lessons, one of my favorite terms for this year was when we got to learn all the letters that Paul wrote to the churches. And it was refreshing to study this book with our students, because the message was really applicable to our personal and church life today. So in this activity where we wrote a letter to Paul, it really helped all the students to examine and reflect on their faith. So the exercise that we did for this year was to have all the students write a letter back to Paul. So in this activity, students really learned about themselves and how God's word can help them even today. So Sister Angela will now share what she wrote.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share. Dear Paul, thank you for writing the book of 2 Timothy. I've learned a lot from your words, and I am writing back to tell you what I've learned. You've taught me not to be ashamed of the gospel. Sometimes we may feel ashamed to share our faith with others because we are different. Yes, we go to church on Saturdays because it's the Sabbath. Yes, we shouldn't wear, say, and do certain things, even though these things may be different from what other people do. Instead, we should be ashamed if we aren't different. We were called by God to be different, and if we aren't, we have failed to fulfill our duty to be the chosen ones of God. And for that, we should be ashamed. When my father was diagnosed with cancer, my mom's worldly friends started to leave her, and soon she was alone. But now that I read this letter, I realize that we were never alone. We still had our brothers and sisters in church who cared for us more than anyone else could. Their love was more than what any other worldly friends could give us. And even if they weren't here, I know that God would stay by our side and strengthen us. Thank you for giving me such an encouragement and reminder that even if everyone else leaves, God will never leave us alone, not even for 1 minute. When we are going through hard times and cannot walk ourselves, God will pick us up and carry us through our journey. You told us to be good workers for Christ, to be a soldier, an athlete, and a farmer. In your letter, you told us that we should not be enlisted as a soldier if we keep things from our lives when we serve and fight. I think this encouragement has really helped me, and I've taken away this teaching. When I was younger, I would always think about other things in life when I'm at church. Even just a few months ago, I would constantly think about all the homework I have to do for the weekend, and especially exams. Through these few verses, I've begun to stop bringing worldly concerns into church, and I'm trying to stop worrying about them for just one day. There are so many other things that I've learned from this letter that I'm not able to write to you. I will continue to work hard like a farmer to become what God wants me to be.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share. In this our year, we all learned about faith, how to seek God, fear God, trust in God, and serve God. In the J2 classes, we learned about the different church denominations, the prophet books, the Pauline letters, and Christian living. Throughout this very year, all of us have grown in our own respective ways. Some of us have found spiritual friends, and some grew in faith. We have learned that faith is not something that comes naturally. Rather, we need help from God to have faith to trust in Him. I always thought that I'm the only one that faces certain problems, and that no one understands my experiences. In the beginning of the year, the J2s were strongly encouraged to share with one another about our troubles and our experiences. It was through those sharings that I realized we all face the same troubles. Not one of us is alone. And I'm sure that we have all realized that. And we have all gained at least one spiritual friend. Though He may put us through hard times to refine us, He is still there with us every step of the way. I used to place my main focus on my studies and not bother about other things much. I read the Bible and pray, but when school gets tough, I would think it's okay to stop for one day. I have to finish my schoolwork. But this action disturbed my spiritual cultivation, and slowly my mind was no longer thinking only about God. Coming to church became a formality because school was now number one in my heart. Through this term, I learned that we can do all things in our power, but without God, nothing will be successful. This allowed me to rethink my actions and have a little more faith in God. Because when I learned to trust in him and when I placed him first in my life, all things seem to fall in their perfect order. There is no longer a need to plan out my life to the finest detail. I just have to do what I must and allow God to take care of the rest. And this year, many things happened, and we have learned many lessons. Through these lessons, we have come to know ourselves a little better, and we have come to know each other better. We have gained wonderful outreach experiences, learned many lessons, applied teachings to our lives, and we have grown much in the love of God. Amen.
To conclude our J2 presentation, we would like to present a short praise hymn entitled Still.
那在我们结束之前，我们想要献上一首诗，那这首诗名字叫安静。
Throughout this year, we have experienced many ups and downs, both as a class together and as well as in our own personal lives.
那在过去的一年里面，作为一个班级，也作为我们自己个人，我们也经历了许多上上下下。
As a class, we have come to cherish this hymn because it reminds us that it is important for us to continually learn how to be still in the presence of the Lord.
那作为我们一个班级，我们很喜欢这首诗歌，因为我们学习到说，在神的面前，我们要持续的要时常的学习如何来安静。
It is a beautiful virtue that we ought to pursue lifelong in order to hear the voice of our Father and acknowledge Him in our daily lives amidst the raging storms and rising floods.
那这也是我们一生都要追求的一个非常好的美德，在波涛汹涌的人生里面，我们可以学习安静下来，来聆听我们天父的声音。
we're going to ask the rest of the students to sit down except for the graduating J2 students. So this year we have three graduating students, Yvonne, Jason, and Lily.
那我们今天有三个学生要毕业, Yvonne, Jason, 还有 Lily.
It is a little bit bittersweet because when they were in J1, I was teaching them in J1, and then when they moved to J2, I was also teaching them, and I moved to J2 too.
那这讲到这有点伤心，有点开心， 因为我在 J1的时候就是他们的老师， 那他们毕业到 J2的时候， 中级班的时候， 然后我也跟他们一起到 中级班来当教员。
So altogether, we have spent 6 years.
那全部合起来我们在一起， 一起学习， 总共有6年。
And I find myself throughout the entire year wishing, feeling like I have to give them everything that I can because they won't be in class next year.
那在过去的这一年， 我觉得我需要把我所有的都 给他们， 因为他们再过了这一年以后， 就没有在班级里。
But we are, just so that you know, all your teachers are exceedingly proud of you.
那我们只想, 让你们知道, 我们所有的老师都, 为你们感到自豪。
And we hope that when you go into university and college, that you give your best to the Lord.
那我们希望, 你们到大学的时候, 你们也可以尽力把你们所有的, 都交给主耶稣。
We don't have their gifts because we have our every year during the RE year end service we have a graduation dinner.
那我们在现在手上没有 他们的毕业的礼物， 但是我们在每年毕业的时候， 我们有一个 毕业的晚餐。
So we will give it to them then.
那我们在那个时候就会把那个礼物发给你们。
Oh, I'm sorry. We forgot that we are introducing a new student to our class.
那我们还有一个新的学生。
His name is Gino. I mean Eno.
那他的名字是 Gino, Eno.
It was gonna be fun. It was me.
不是。
Next group, next class, E2.
接下来是少年班。E2的学员，我们在这年纪，他们可能有点害羞。 So for our E2 students, maybe at this age, they're a bit shy. 所以他们这回没有要打算上来展示什么。 So therefore, this time, they have no plan for any presentation.
但是他们会以另外一种方式来表达他们在这学期所学习到的东西。However,
they will use another method to show what they have learned from the previous year, term year.
所以楼下女厕旁边有一个布告栏。
So there's a bulletin board beside the female washroom, at the downstairs.
那布告栏上面有张海报。
And on the bulletin board, there's a poster.
海报上面有10幅画。
And there are 10 paintings in the posters.
那每一幅画都是 我们E2学员的一幅作品。
And every one of them, and all of them are the works of our E2 students.
上面画的也是他们在这学期里面 所学习到的一些东西。
So what were painted what they have learned from the whole entire year.
所以在座的父母 在这聚完会之后 如果你们有空可以下去看一看。
So our parents after this service you can go down to take a look.
所以今年我们E2的学院当中有4位 要毕业。
So for this year we have 4 students graduating.
分别是 Livian, Henry, Shauna, and Eunice.
So they are Livian, Shauna, and Henry, Eunice.
我们请他们上来。
So we invite them to come up.
这是老师们准备的一点小小的 礼物。
So these are some little gifts that are prepared from your teachers.
Next class is CY class.
接下来是我们的, 大专生。
Students in the CY class are really our emerging leaders and teachers.
我们这些, 大专生, 他们, 都是将来的老师或者是,
it has been a pleasure and a privilege to be with the class every week and learn with them.
真的是非常有幸能够每个星期跟他们一起学习。
And I thank God that as a class, we have learned much of His words with the help of Preacher Timothy. And as a class, our students have grown spiritually.
感谢神，我们有杨传道的协助。 在这一班里面能够有传道协助来教导他们，让他们在灵性上有所长进。
The most challenging part about the CY class is that over the summer we lose most of our students.
最巨大挑战的就是在夏天的时候，我们很多学员都不在。
They are away and or attending things like NYTS.
有些他们可能会出国，有些可能已经去参加了这个学生灵恩会。But
despite this, we have managed as a class to prepare some posters that illustrate some of our learnings from some of the books that we covered this year. They are downstairs in the basement, so as you enjoy your snacks, please feel free to look at some of these illustrations.
无论如何, 我们的学员还是准备了一些海报, 把他们在过去一年所学习的东西都画在海报里面, 等一下你们在楼下, 享用你们的茶点的时候, 可以慢慢的去欣赏。
This year we have one student who is graduating to SY.
我们有一位, 学员毕业, 进入这个, 社厅。
And she is one of our students who have contributed a great deal to the class and have helped to manage, organize many aspects of our class.
她在我们的班上也提供了很多协助，而且也帮助我们 就是安排了很多的事情。
We are going to miss her terribly, but at the same time, I'm also very excited that she's moving on to the next stage of her life.
那我们非常惋惜她的就是离开，那同时我们也非常的高兴她能够有一个美好的将来。
Of course, the next stage of her life is job hunting.
当然，她的人生的下一步就是要去寻找工作。
So, with much prayer and with much hope for your future, I'm here to present this little gift to Ariel to say goodbye to her.
那现在我们就借着我们的祷告还有我们的期望，我们把这个小小的礼物交给Ariel姐妹。
Next, we're going to next year's teacher and TA appointment.
现在我们就到委任我们下一年的老师还有助理老师。We're
going to start from the youngest class first.
我们从最年幼的一班开始。Please,
once I call the name, please stand up on the stage so that the parents and children. And the people can recognize you.
等一下叫到名字，请你站出来，好让我们的学员还有我们的家长能够认出他们的老师。Kindergarten
our lead teacher is Amy.
我们的幼稚园老师的主导老师是 Amy.
Maggie.
Maggie.
Winnie.
Winnie.
Weiling.
Wenling.
And we have new TA. Sharon,
还有我们的新的助理老师 Shannon,
Jessica, Train, Chen Chen?
Chen Qing.
Chen Qing? Okay.
他没来.
And also we have new TA, Ming Qing.
还有新的助理老师, Ming Qing.
Ming Qing, if you know, she's been here almost a year. She's from Korea. Korea.
我们都知道他已经来多伦多一年了, 他是从韩国来的。
Also a new TA, Jennifer Wan.
还有我们的Jennifer 姐妹。
And also Megan.
还有Megan.
These are all the kindergarten teacher and TA.
这些都是我们幼稚班的老师还有助理老师。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Next is E1 teacher and the TA.
还有就是接下来是我们的幼年班老师还有他们的助理老师。
The lead teacher, Michelle, remained the same. She was the lead teacher last year.
班主任是Michelle, 她是去年的班主任。
Due to her friend, we need her support because her friend's father passed away. That is why she's not here.
因为她的一个朋友的父亲刚离世, 所以他需要过去安慰他的朋友, 所以今天他不在。
Okay, the teachers are Clark.
我们的老师有Clark.
Ariel.
Ariel姐妹.
Vicky.
Vicky姐妹.
Alan.
Alan.
Peter Chu.
Peter Chu.
Jason.
Jason.
Titus.
提多.
And Aubrey.
还有Aubrey.
Thank you.
谢谢你们.
This is E2.
这才是我们的少年班.
This year we have a new lead teacher.
今年我们有新的班主任.
Ian.
就是我们的 Ian.
And then Philip.
Philip. 老师是 Philip.
Selina.
Selina.
Nina.
Nina.
Sophia.
Sylvia.
Mona.
Mona.
And we have TA Jacob.
还有我们的助理老师 Jacob.
I think he's not here. Lily. And Yvonne Fu.
还有 Yvonne Fu.
Thank you.
谢谢你们.
Next class J1.
接下来是我们的初级班。
Rebecca is our lead teacher.
Rebecca 是我们的班主任。
And her team is consists of Henry.
她的老师当中有Henry弟兄。
Richard.
Richard弟兄。
Vincent.
Vincent.
And also Megan also helping as a part-time helping the class.
梅根姐妹也是同时也在这一班兼职做助理老师。
Thank you.
谢谢您.
Next is J2. J2.
接下来是我们的中级班.
Joanne also remain the same as a lead teacher.
Joanne 还是他们的班主任.
Her team consists of William.
她的老师有 William.
John.
John.
And Peter Chan.
还有陈彼得.
Thank you.
谢谢你们.
Now next is CY class.
接下来是我们的大专生.
We have a lead teacher, Preacher Yang.
那我们的班主任是杨传道.
His helper, Yvonne Chan.
协助他的有 Yvonne Chan 姐妹.
And of course, just now, as Yvonne reported that, plus all the students that can help. As a helper.
还有其他可以那些有帮助有协助他们的学生。
understand that?
可以站出来吗?
Thank you.
谢谢.
And also because of the Western now, they have twice a month for the service. They also have their RE service there.
现在我们在西区也是每个月有两次这个宗教教育.
So we also have the West End team to help the RE.
所以我们现在在 西区有一组的这些宗教教育的老师.
So the team leader who in charge is Polly.
而班主任呢是 Polly 姐妹.
Her team is Monique.
那还有其他的老师呢是 Monique.
Howard.
Howard.
And Cindy.
还有 Cindy.
Please come up.
请, 到前面来。
Of course, plus also, I know that there are also a lot of helper not in the list.
当然, 还有一些我们没有提到名字的, 也正在协助他们。
Thank you.
谢谢你们。
Thank God this almost the end of the REM service.
感谢神我们现在的 这个年终聚会也将要快到尾声了。Before
we end, let's kneel down and pray to end this service.
还没有结束之前，我们大家一同跪下祷告来结束。Hallelujah!
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚。
Please remain seated. There's a church announcement.
请大家留步, 有一个报告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we make a few announcements.
奉主的圣名这里有几项报告。
The first announcement is to remind everybody that In September, we will have an evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
第一个要提醒大家，就是在九月我们将有这个灵恩布道会。
So let us continue to pray for this holy work.
我们继续为这项圣工代祷。
Also, we have